Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. My name is George. I'm conducting a survey about youth substance use funded by the Minnesota Department of Human Services Behavioral Health Division. Your number was selected at random and will not be collecting any identifying information about you. Your responses will be used to support efforts that help youth in your community. Could you please tell me your age?
25.
And what is your gender?
Female.
Okay. With the following, I would like to ask you, and thank you for taking my call. First, I'm going to ask you some questions about how often you think teens in your school district use certain substance. And if you're not sure about the answer, just give it your best guess. Note that when we mention marijuana, we are referring to illegal youth use, not medical marijuana prescribed by a doctor. How often do you think most teens in your school district drink alcohol such as beer, wine, or liquor?
Two times a week.
Okay. And how often do you think most teens in your school district use cannabis in any form like pot, weed, hash, or oil?
Two times a week.
Okay. And how often do you think most teens in your school district use vaping devices or e-cigarettes?
Ooh, at least once a day.
Once a day? Okay. And thank you again for your patience. Now, I'm going to read you a list of statements about youth substance used in your community. Please tell me if you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree with each one. And if you don't agree or disagree, just let me know for each statement. And I will also ask you your opinion about what most adults in your community think. And if you're not sure about the answer, just give it your best guess. Here's the first one. Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes. Do you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Agree.
Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes.
Strongly agree.
Most adults in my community think we should adapt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
I say it's about neutral.
Neutral, okay. The other one says most adults in my community think we should adapt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol.
Agree.
And thank you again for your patience. Most adults in my community think using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use alcohol.
I'd say agree.
Parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes.
Agree.
Most adults in my community believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Agree.
My community should adapt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes.
Agree.
Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol.
Agree.
Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes.
Agree.
My community should adapt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol.
Agree.
And thank you for your patience again. We're starting to wrap this up. The following says, I believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Agree.
Using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do.
Agree. Strongly agree.
I believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Agree.
My community should adapt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
Agree.
Most adults in my community believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Agree.
Parents should not let teens use alcohol.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
Agree.
Vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do.
Strongly agree.
Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use marijuana.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do.
Agree.
Parents should not let teens use marijuana.
Agree.
Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think we should adapt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol.
Agree.
Drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do.
Agree.
And thank you for your patience. We're at 95%. We're getting ready to conclude. Now I'm going to ask you some questions about how you use the following substance, which all are legal for adults in Minnesota. And if you're not sure about the answer, just give me your best guess. Here's the first one. How often do you drink alcohol, such as beer, wine, or liquor?
Once every 2 weeks.
And how often do you use marijuana in edible or drinkable form? Okay. And how often do you use vaping devices or e-cigarettes?
Never.
Now, I just have a few final questions for you. So far, this school year, how many times have you seen or heard messages or material that say most adults are not using alcohol, marijuana, or vaping?
Very little.
Would you say every day or almost every day or a few times a week or a few times a month?
Times a month.
Okay. And thank you again for your patience. How would you describe yourself? White, Hispanic or Latino, Black, African-American, Asian? American
white.
Indian? Okay. And as a token of our appreciation, the Substance Prevention, Education, and Action Coalition will donate $5 for each completed survey that we receive, up to a total donation of $3,000. Please choose the organization you would like our coalition to donate two on your behalf. I have Rangers Supporting Rangers, Community Scholarship Foundation, or Forest Lake Family Pathway.
Community Scholarship Foundation.
Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Have yourself a great afternoon.
Thank you, you as well.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.